Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Farris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain throws to second for one, and Juste throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Runnels scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Hoderlin moves to second. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is walked intentionally. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. Hoderlin moves to third. Klutz moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Juste is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juste is 0-for-1 in the game. Juste hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shantz moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Fain reaches second base with a double. Shantz scores. Juste goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Senators, 2. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Klutz and he is safe. Fain steals third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin catches it and throws to first to double up Vallow. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Wood reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klutz strikes out. One out. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marrero hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Busby reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Busby moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz bunts towards the mound. Marrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Shantz covering. Safe. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klutz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marrero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 4-2, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Yost reaches second base with a double. Marrero moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Marrero covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Fain catches it, and he's got Runnels trapped. He throws to Astroth, who throws to Hitchcock, who tags Runnels for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoderlin. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.